Rutgers head basketball coach Mike Rice was fired today, and many people are asking why it took so long. This week, ESPN's Outside the Lines program aired video of Rice throwing basketball at players' heads, shoving and grabbing them, screaming homophobic slurs and obscenities. Rutgers authorities knew about the video months ago. Athletic director Tim Pernetti conducted an investigation late last year, suspended Rice for 3 games, fined him $50,000, and cited his inappropriate behavior and language. So who else knew? Why wasn't Rice fired then? What happens now? Jerry Carino is sports reporter for Gannett Newspapers in New Jersey. Jerry, what is Pernetti saying to some of those questions? Why wasn't he fired?
Yeah, we're not really getting much of a specific detail yet other than I made a mistake in judgment. But I think we can fill in sort of the bigger picture for why there might have been, you know, 2 reasons why this might have happened. One is, I mean, the first one, a mistake in judgment specifically, I think a misunderstanding of how just how badly that tape would play in public when inevitably it got out there. I think maybe we live in our own little bubble in the athletics world sometime and don't realize how the larger community would see things, which in this case they see it clearly. It looks terrible. I think that's one possibility. Another one is the fact that, it's my understanding that Pernetti was acting on the advice of in-house counsel, which basically was advising him on the that there might be a financial issue in terms of being able to terminate Rice for cause at that time without first punishing him with a first-round punishment. That's kind of what we're hearing. It's probably a combination of things, but yes, the original answer holds. Bad judgment.
Well, in other words, give him a punishment first and then perhaps fire him. And we're also reading in a statement today from Tim Pernetti that he thought maybe he could rehabilitate the coach. A lot of people saying, why invest that much in this particular coach? He was a losing coach.
Yeah, I don't know, it's hard to change who you are. And I don't know how, although, we did certainly see a change in Mike's behavior after the suspension. However, from Pernetti's standpoint, my feeling is it was a combination of more than rehabilitation. It was a combination of a misunderstanding of how badly the tape would play in the light of day to the general public, and also the potential financial ramifications of not being able to cleanly terminate him for cause at that time, based on advice of his counsel. That I think those combinations played a factor.
You got to wonder though, Rutgers in particular with the slurs, and forgive us, and so parents were about to repeat some of them, but he called the kids faggots and fairies. And this is the school in which a gay undergrad, Tyler Clementi, killed himself at jumping off that bridge after his roommate watched him with another man on a webcam. You would think this school in particular would be sensitive to these issues. And then there's also the question of the students on the team. Wasn't it an endorsement of the coach to keep him on? Because people are asking, why didn't they say anything? Could they if the school is endorsing the coach?
Right. There are 2 parts to your question, so I'll give you 2 answers. The first answer is that you're right. I mean, everything has to be done and judged in context. Wherever you are, who you are, in Rutgers' situation, the context is they had this, a bias discrimination case and a high-profile suicide just a couple years ago. So certainly, if anything, Rutgers should know what those words mean and how hurtful they can be. So that there's no question that context was misunderstood by the central party there. Secondly, to your second question, about the players, the athletes themselves, it is interesting to note that we've talked to the current athletes, we've talked to past athletes who played for Rice, and there's not really a lot of outrage on their part, and I think that speaks to the larger, maybe the sort of the athletics mindset and maybe the culture in major Division I athletics that this is just what coaches do. And so, not that I'm condoning that, but I do think...
Is it what coaches do?
I don't know. I mean, we're not there sitting there in every practice. But I will tell you this. Someone told me this yesterday. It was interesting. That if you had someone on the inside videotape, all a coach's practices and mash up all their worst moments and put them on ESPN, you'd have a large chunk of coaches resigning today. And so that was fascinating to me, and that doesn't condone it or make anything right at all, but there is a larger cultural question at play here without doubt.
Well, maybe some schools will be looking at those films. Jerry Carino, sports reporter for Gannett Newspapers in New Jersey. Jerry, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll have some of that video at hereandnow.org. You can see for yourselves, and be back in a minute. Here and Now.